things. Then the world fell. And then Jesus came to earth, died and rose again, and made all things new. Amen? And when we see Him face to face in the heavenlies someday, He said, "Behold, I make all things new." Amen? Praise the Lord, because I'll tell you what, some days out here, I'm ready for something new. But sometimes this life can get a little bit old. Amen? Yeah, amen. Praise Jesus. We are so blessed. You're in the house today. Do you ever have a computer or a car or something mechanical that you can't quite figure out because the problem only comes once in a while? Right? Like that noise, that rumbling in your car, or it overheats out of the blue, or, you know, the computer all of a sudden it does this thing, you know. It's an intermittent problem. We're dealing with an intermittent problem here on the bottom left quadrant. Please be gracious with us. We think we've narrowed it down to one component, and we'll be ordering that this week and trust that that repairs it. There's so much technology from starting up there until it gets down to here, coming through the floor of this place and all the connections. So thanks for being gracious and bearing with us. And if some of the words don't show up there, you probably know most of them anyway. Amen? Yeah, amen. So, amen. Praise the Lord. We've come into this house today to raise a hallelujah. Did you come into the house to raise a hallelujah? Yeah, amen. Because, oh, what? You can stand. Yeah, because despite circumstances, despite adversity, my blessing, my answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Despite my failures, despite the circumstances in this world, I'm going to raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. You know that? Yeah. Now, I sing it to myself. I don't have a microphone up here when we're singing. It's these people that do that. But we're going to raise a hallelujah today, right? God, I thank you for each person that's in the house, those that are watching online. Thank you, Father, for we can be in the presence of the Lord today. So, God, I pray, Father, you'll visit your people. God, just come upon us. Emmanuel, God is with us. May your Spirit take over this service, that we focus on you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Let's raise a hallelujah here, church. Sing it loud.
We're going to raise a hallelujah this morning. Amen. We're going to be louder than the unbelief. There's going to be a lot of unbelief people raising their own hallelujah today during the Super Bowl. Amen. Isn't that going to happen today in homes, in front of TVs? How much better is it that we are here and that we're going to raise a hallelujah for Jesus Christ? Amen. Are you excited this morning? Let's get excited this morning. We're going to raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemies. We're going to raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. My weapon is a melody, and heaven comes to fight for me. Amen. Hallelujah. rejoice. We worship.
So I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on. What's coming into my ears is so much better. And practice was good today, by the way. We had some issues this week. We couldn't even connect, but we had some good practice. It really sounds really good up here. I don't know how it sounds down there, but I'll tell you what. There's a powerful message in these songs. Did you come to receive it and accept it? Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe I got my little box in my pocket turned up too loud. I don't know, but it sounds really good. We can actually monitor the volume in here. You guys are really singing because it's so much louder than it was in practice. And I don't know that Rob turned it up. But if you did anything up there, it sounds really great in my ears. Let's just keep it going. Let the fire fall down. Amen? Amen. My Bible says that Jesus told the disciples to go wait in the upper room until the Spirit comes upon you. And so they go to Jerusalem in the upper room. And they're praying and they're fellowshipping and they're waiting one day. One day turns to two, turns to three, turns to five, turns to seven. They got to be wondering, day eight, is anything going to happen? Day nine, they're pressing in. And day ten, the Spirit of God falls upon them like fire and the rushing wind from heaven. And all of a sudden, the church was born on the day of Pentecost. And the church was filled. And Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says, tongues of fire appeared on all of them. The power and the fire of God. Amen. When we talk about the fire of God, if I'm an unbeliever, I'm afraid of the fire of God in an eternal fire. But I'm a believer, I'm looking for that fire of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're going to sing. God, let the fire fall down on your church. Praise God. Amen.
fall down on a sweet prey.
Come on.
Fire, fall down on us, we pray. And as we see your fire, fall down on us, we pray.
looking for my ring gone.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on in your life right now, is it well with your soul? Is it well at a personal level? Is it well at work? Is it well? Is it well in your marriage? Is it well in the nation? The only peace that we can have is knowing that we're walking in truth. And knowing that truth is still on the throne, amen. Because truth is a person. Truth is not an idea. It is not a perception. Truth is a person with a capital T. And I have the word of God on that because it's in here. It's in the Bible. Capital T. I thought it was interesting when the question came from Pilate, what is truth? Jesus wanted to know, do you really want to know the answer to that? Or are you just listening to what people are telling you? Did someone tell you that? Or is your heart hungry for the truth? And when your heart is hungry for the truth, there's a different response. There's a different posture to the answer that you'll receive. And you will not find true peace until true truth has come to your mind, come to your heart, and established itself therein. There will always be unrest. Because here's what I know. I don't have to defend truth. God does not need defended, right? How many of you know that? God does not need defended. He is not worried. He is not worried about what's happening. And I just want to give you some peace that you don't have to worry about what's happening because truth is on the throne. Whether it's in your families, whether it's at the workplace, whether it's in the nation, you fill in the blank. Truth is on the throne. Specifically right now, I want to pray for Jay. I want to pray for Jay Gaunt. And God, right now, in Jesus Christ's name, God, let the outpouring begin. God, in Jesus Christ's name, we curse cancer. In Jesus' name. And any of you that have relatives, friends, co-workers that have cancer, you can just agree with me right now in Jesus Christ's name. We curse the root of cancer in Jay's body. And God, we pray right now a brand new liver in Jesus' name. God, let it be a testimony unto your power and your glory. And anyone else in here that needs a healing right now, Tim's at home. Right now, I just pray for Tim in Jesus' name. I curse the root of this joint pain and this constant pain in his hands and his wrists and his knees and his hips and his shoulders and his neck in Jesus' name. I pray a complete healing. Let the fire of God come. come on Tim McDonald right now in Jesus' name. And anyone else, just raise your hands if you need a healing in here. If you see someone beside you with their hand in the air, just extend your hands to them. And God, I pray a healing, God, on anyone in here that needs it in Jesus' name. We can't give up. We should never stop asking for what the Bible says we can have and believing that God is going to do it. Until we breathe our last, we'll continue to declare and decree the truth of God until it's manifest in our life. We will never settle, ever, ever settle for anything less than what the Word of God says we can have. God, we totally believe that you're working in this nation. And I thank you, God, that evil is being exposed in Jesus Christ's name, even right down to the county level. No one can hide. And I pray, God, that you continue to overturn these snakes that are hiding under rocks. And God, I will continue to declare that this pedophilia and cannibalism in this world actually will come to an end in Jesus' name. And hell's altars be crushed underfoot in Jesus' name. And justice be served in this nation. God, we continue to stand. This is not about Republicans or Democrats. This is about good and evil. Period. It's about good and evil. And when the truth is inside of us, and I've said this before, Chuck Swindoll said that when truth is declared, it should ignite a fire within us. It should ignite a fire within the people of God. And when the truth rises up and you see something that is injustice in this nation, and something should rise up from within you because the spirit of truth is in you. And if it's not rising up, get on your knees and get on your face until it does. Because the Spirit of God comes upon you. It's stirred up inside of you. And when things are not just, when they're not righteous, something stirs within your soul and your spirit. And God, we stand believing that the Spirit of justice, the seven fires of God, rests over this nation. And really, over the world, over Italy, over Canada, over the Ukraine, over China. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that you have not forsaken us. You have not left us, God. And this church stands and believes, God, that justice shall be served. Justice shall be served in our families. Justice shall be served in the church, no matter what that looks like. It might not be pretty. God, we pray your Holy Spirit come in this house today. God, I pray that walls come down. I speak death to fear. I speak death to resistance. I bind spirits of Jezebel, control and manipulation, spirits of fear, spirits of oppression, spirits of infirmity, spirits of depression, demonic strongholds, spirit of stupid. In Jesus' name, I bind every one of you in Christ's name. And I pray, God, that your spirit come in, God, as these spirits are bound and our minds are loosed, our hearts are free to receive the word of God. Lord, we thank you. We invite you into this place, God, that you would only increase over the hearts and the minds of the people here today. God, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus Christ's name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You guys can be seated. You haven't given up, have you? I know you guys haven't given up. You know, this is a test. This is a test for the body of Christ. When you think and you expect something to happen and it doesn't, that's when your faith kicks in, or that's when you find out, I need some, right? Faith is an endowment. Faith is a gift. We're all given an impartation of faith when we receive Christ. We're all given faith, and that gets us to heaven. But the faith that takes dominion over hell is worked out throughout your life. It's an endowment, and we know that Jesus always went and prayed. He would leave and he would go spend time with his Father. The Word says that he grew in grace and favor. It wouldn't be any different for us. Amen. I think this is just a great time to be alive. Have you ever heard that before? It really is. And I got my cousin saying it now. This is a great time to be alive. I don't know if it's just in our blood or if he heard me say it. I don't know. But it is a great time to be alive. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is exciting to be alive, to see what you're really made of. Do you really love Jesus or do you just love church? I don't know about you, but I love Jesus. I don't really care about church. I hate to break that to you. But I love Jesus, and wherever he's at, that's where church is for me. This is a time to be passionate. This is a time to pursue. It's a time to stand in righteousness. It's a time to stand. It's a time to seek the anointing and the power. How many times is it written that Peter stood up? Peter stood up and he started speaking this word. And thousands of people get saved. When the anointing of God comes upon you and the power of God is moving through you, people are impacted by your words. Not because you're saying them, because the Holy Ghost is on them. And this is the power and the anointing that the church needs in this hour. Are you engaging when you go? Wherever you go, are you engaging people? Or are you hiding just like hell wants you to, behind your mask and 6 feet away? I don't buy that. I'm sorry, I just don't. I don't see any testimony of that. And I said this before, it was Heidi Baker that walked into the tent when they were all infected with cholera. You know how how infectious and deadly cholera is? She walked in past the witch that was guarding the door and laid her hands and they were all healed, and including the witch got saved. I don't know if you remember, I shared that testimony. Powerful testimony. There was no sickness, nothing on this earth that stopped that woman of God from going in and making a difference with the power of God. And I want to encourage you, it's up to you to make a decision. It's up to the church to be the answer. Jesus never ran from anything in this world. Nothing. He didn't run from government authorities. He didn't run from the threat of death. As a matter of fact, he became death so that we could live. He became a curse so that we would live. And our relationship with Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven would be restored. Amen? Amen. Amen. Sin is not the issue. That's why Jesus shed his blood. Sin is not the issue. Jesus got sin out of the way so that we could become sons and daughters of God. It's what we were meant to be in the beginning. We spend so much time trying to live right and trying to live proper. Well, anybody that knows me behind the scenes knows that that ain't me. But God picked me to be here. Praise God. And I'm going to be who I am no matter what. I ain't perfect. And let me tell you, neither are you. All right. I got to read. Number 16, starting in verse 41. I'm just excited. I am. I love to share the word of God. I love to pray for people. And I've seen a lot of miracles. And here's what I know. And when you have discernment, if you have, and we all have it, if you press into the Lord, you all have it. Some are stronger than others. But if you ever get around a spirit of unbelief, it's like you can't breathe. Spirit of unbelief will bring tears to my eyes. And I know that when I'm around people that have an unbelief, that they're very... It makes my heart crush. It makes it feel like an elephant is sitting on my heart and it can't breathe. And I remember, I'll just share this quick, that we had gone to the hospital to pray for a young lady that was dying. She was on life support. And my husband and I went in to pray because we believe that the Lord wanted to raise her from the dead. It's not the first time we ever prayed for that. I'm not afraid to pray for that. Some people are afraid. I'm not afraid. Nobody in this church is afraid to pray for that. I prayed for my dad to be raised from the dead. And anyway, I won't go there. But there was a man that came from a church in South Williamsport that when he came into the room, he said, I don't know why I'm here, but God just told me to come and pray for this young lady to be raised from the dead. So you kind of know you're hearing. But here's the power of, you know, you can take it from what you want. But there was an individual that came into the room later that we were actually praying, and our eyes were closed. And we were praying over this young lady. And you could feel, it was like a rock ceiling that came in and it started pressing down. And I started like, man, what is that? And I opened my eyes and there was a man standing at the foot of the bed who was there for the opposite reason. And I'll just say that. It makes, when unbelief is in the room, remember Jesus had to get rid of it. Even Jesus himself had to get rid of unbelief. This is a time for the church and the body of Christ to walk in faith and to believe completely. America shall be saved, you know. Do you believe it? Are you declaring it? Do you believe it? What's in place right now is illegitimate. It's illegitimate. And I will not stop believing until God tells me otherwise. So I encourage you to keep doing it. Keep being passionate. Don't be afraid to look like a fool in front of people. Don't be afraid. Amen. Numbers 16:41. On the next day, all the congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You have killed the people of the Lord." Now it happened when the congregation had gathered against Moses and Aaron that they turned toward the tabernacle of meeting, and suddenly the cloud covered it and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment." And they fell on their faces. So Moses said to Aaron, "Take a censer and put fire in it from the altar. Put incense on it and take it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them. For wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun." Then Aaron took it as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the assembly, and already the plague had begun among the people. So he put in the incense and made atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, so the plague was stopped. Come on. Now those who died in the plague were 14,700, besides those who died in the Korah incident. So Aaron returned to Moses at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, for the plague had stopped.